From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iran's parliament is set to hold a special session as soon as Sunday to discuss the anti-government protests that began December 28th and continue through this week. Iran's ISNA news agency reported that Iran's interior minister, head of intelligence, and security council chief are all expected to attend. On the agenda are discussions of the root cause of the protest, as well as legal help for protesters jailed during the demonstrations. At least 20 people have died in the protest. More than 1,000 have been arrested. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to decide next week whether to continue waiving sanctions on Iran that were suspended under the 2015 international deal on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his mental and intellectual abilities, labeling himself a genius, unlike his former Democratic presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton.
Well, only because I went to the best colleges or college. I had a situation where I was a very excellent student, came out, made billions and billions of dollars, became one of the top business people, went to television, and for 10 years was a tremendous success, as you probably have heard. Ran for president one time and won.
Mr. Trump's comments come as he fends off criticism of his first year in office outlined in a new book, Fire and Fury, written by author Michael Wolff. The book was released Friday and portrays the first year of the Trump presidency as one in shambles, and the president is childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. Mr. Trump also deflected the increasing scrutiny over whether he sought to derail a federal investigation into possible collusion with the Russians. This is VOA News. President Trump reiterated Saturday he will not support legislation that protects hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation unless it includes funding for a border wall and eliminates the visa lottery program and in the extended family-based immigration process. Mr. Trump's comments were made as he met with Republican lawmakers and members of his cabinet to establish the administration's 2018 legislative priorities and devise a strategy for midterms elections in November. They're gathering at the Camp David Presidential Retreat in Maryland. In September, Mr. Trump rescinded DACA, which was instituted by former President Barack Obama. It protected nearly 800,000 immigrants from deportation, allowing them to legally live and work in the United States. The president says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go on beyond the Olympics and promised the United States will take part at the appropriate time.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity.
During a news conference from the Camp David presidential retreat, the president also said that he had spoken with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in, who thanked him very much for his tough stance. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the shutdown of all air and sea links to three island nations for 3 days, citing illegal trafficking of goods and resources. Maduro made the declaration late Friday in a televised appearance. He said the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao have been running black markets by taking gold, diamonds, copper, and food products from Venezuela and selling them illegally. The Caribbean islands, known as the ABC Islands because of their first initials, are a short distance from Venezuela's northern coast. They are a popular landing site for Venezuelans fleeing the country's food shortages. And this follows a move this week by Maduro that raised the country's minimum wage to 40%. Or by 40%, that brings the new basic monthly salary to $74 at the official exchange rate. China's Ministry of Transport says Sunday that 32 members of an oil tanker are missing after the vessel collided with a bulk freighter. Maritime officials say that 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis on the tanker were unaccounted for. Health experts say that the influenza season in the United States is proving to be more severe than usual, with about twice the number of people reporting flu-like illnesses to their doctors as compared to the same time last year. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.